one of those puniest dreams I ever did see.
What you mumbling about, Granny?
A body can't find no greens in these Beverly Hills. I've been out all morning, and all I got was a scraggly handful of rhubarb leaves. That hole might have had two bushels.
Well, you better simmer down, Granny. Maybe Jeff Will and me will bring you back some greens from the country today.
Oh, you going shooting them?
Yep, Mr. Dry's ear asked Jethro and me to go out with him and another fella.
Hey, what are you going to shoot? Some more of them skeets?
Oh, no, no. Today we're going to be shooting game.
Oh, praise be. We can use some fresh meat. Come and get a possum or a squirrel.
Well, according to Mr. Dry's ear, we're going to be shooting some game called golf.
Incarnation is a
ball. You didn't let me know, Granny, but they must be thicker than crows in a corn patch around here, because Mr. Dragon says everybody in Beverly Hills shoots them.
I've never seen no strange critters running around. They must live in holes in the ground like a gopher.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Just the other day, I heard him say he shot 9 holes of golf and got 57.
Must be a mess of them to a hole.
Look at all the studs with the job bags still out for fun.
What's this, Enemy?
Well, these here's what you call golf bags.
Mm-hmm. Sure, they ain't fancier than a gunny sack for toting game.
Them golfs must be about gopher size. If Mr. Drysdale can get 57 of them in one of these.
Golfs ain't nothing like gophers, Granny. Them things can fly.
Fly?
Golfs? Yes, sir, Uncle Jim. Mr. Drysdale said the fellow we're shooting with today... what's his name again, Ellie?
Mr. Durocher. Mr. Leo Durocher.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he got 4 birdies yesterday.
Those must be mighty funny-looking critters. Fly like a bird and live in the ground like a gopher.
Mr. Durocher knows how to get them rascals. He shot 32.
He just ain't into it. Mr. Drysdale, he shot 57.
Well, the only thing I know is that them rascals are sure hard to kill. After you shoot them, you gotta club them.
Hey, big boxes are just full of golf clubs.
That's a wicked-looking knob on this club. You can brain a barrel with that.
You think that one's wicked? Look at this one. That knob is solid iron.
Oh, here's something else Mr. Drysdale sent over to us. He said we're supposed to wear these things when we shoot golfs.
Hey, doggy Jethro, them golfs must be the toughest little critters there is. First you shoot them, then you club them, then you stomp them with spikes.
Hey, no. Miss Jane says to me, she says, when your pa and Jethro go out to shoot, tell them to watch out for the traps.
Ooh, I can't wait to tangle with one of them golfs. Pure scrappiness. They must make a mountain lion look like a pussycat.
But they come right at you. You gotta dodge him and duck him. We got the fella to show us how.
Who's that?
Mr. Durocher. Miss Jane says he's a famous dodger.
Just there. But he's so good, he coaches all of other dodgers.
Yeah, no. I can't wait to meet Mr. Durocher.
Me too.
Where winning friends is a lot more important than winning ball games.
Yeah, you sure won a lot of friends in San Francisco last season.
Got a great sense of humor you have. Also a great pitching arm. Well, what do you say? You ready to sign with us?
Sure.
Great. As soon as you top the $50,000 bonus offer the Giants, baby.
50?
Are you still considering the Giants?
Why not?
Why not? You can't pitch in Candlestick Park. That wind will blow you right off the mound.
Don't worry, that $50,000 will hold me down.
You like money, huh?
Love it.
You like golf?
Not as much as money.
Sign with us, and you can have both.
You know who I'm playing golf with today? Who? Bank president and a millionaire? So what does that do for me?
It's due for you.
The millionaire, if you sign with us and the millionaire is a Dodger fan, he may set you up in business.
What's his name?
There are so many Dodger fans that are millionaires, I can't keep track of all of them.
Well, I just assume talking to golf courses here.
Attaboy. And you like playing with this bank president. They tell me that he bets big and plays lousy. We call him Drysdale the Fidget.
Don Drysdale, the bank president?
No, not Don. But being a Dodger pitcher is like being a bank president.
What do you mean?
Both names Drysdale, right? Right?
Come on.
Sure wish Mr. Drysdale would hurry and pick us up. These clubs is getting awful heavy.
You know something, Jethro? We can two of them clubs in these bags.
Put them bags with Spatoken golfs.
Until we get the golfs, we can tote the clubs in.
Tell him, could you? That's a good idea.
Come on. Funny nobody ever thought of that before.
Miss Jane just called from the bank. She said Mr. Drysdale couldn't shoot golf with you today. He's got a big business meeting.
Oh, shucks, I was counting on it.
Me too. Well, I tell you what, Jethro, let's load up the truck and we go over there and we shoot some with Mr. DeRocher.
Okay, Uncle Jet.
Now, we tell Granny that I don't know when we get back, but we'll bring her some fresh cut greens.
Okay, Tom.
You know where to go?
Yes, sir, Uncle Jed. It's,
Wilshire Country Club. Be nice to get back in the country again.
What are you doing with these golf clubs?
Shh. You'll never miss it. Besides, it's dandy for stirring greens.
Wake up, America. It's Jason Penny's huge January shoot sale. We've put every sheet in the store on sale at fantastic savings. You'll save on muslins, percales, solids, prints, and stripes. Even the newest looks like mix and match. At JCPenney, we sell more sheets than anyone else in America. So wake up, America, to our great January sheet sale. Your beds will never look the same again.
Act support. Food. A couple laughs, just make. Plug and seal in cans.
The canned food stores salute clumsy people everywhere. The canned food stores buy slightly dented wood cans and sell them at very big savings.
Food with just a little dent still has its God-given nourishment.
We have perfect cans, too, on meat and produce. Good food at consistent savings in San Francisco and Berkeley. The canned food
Elko Hi-Fi and television centers are having a gigantic, unprecedented store-wide clearance. Save hundreds of dollars in all departments. The friendly people at Alco are really excited about this clearance because they know they can save you a lot of money on radios, compact stereos, and more. Shop Alco now and you'll find a special group of popular Zenith color TVs reduced to new, super low prices. Hurry to Alco's store-wide clearance now and save big money.
You know, I guess I've always been a sucker for Bob Hope pictures, and I bet I've seen every one he's made. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we're showing They've Got Me Covered. It's a Bob Hope spy film in which enemy agents chase an RAM. Co-stars Desiree Moore and Otto Preminger is the villain. Watching the film with Hope, you remember all the current happenings in 1943, the year the film was made. The Hope is full of all of his topical one-liners. If They've Got Me Covered, it's tonight at 9 o'clock here on KBHK, Channel 44.
We did promise to cut some greens, yeah.
Park around the back and ask for the greenskeeper.
Thank you very kindly.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
sure think he's right about them golfs being buried.
I was?
Yeah, when I come out here, I seen some people take two little white eggs out of that hole over yonder.
I hope we get us some.
I think I got this golf shooting figured out, too. I've been watching, and this whole pasture's full of people knocking them little eggs along the ground.
Oh, yeah?
The way I got it figured, when the golf comes out of his hole to get his eggs back, you shoot him.
I think you have got it figured out, Uncle Jake.
Hey, this young fella got himself a whopper, ain't he?
Hey, where'd you get that, little fella?
Mr. DeRocha gave it to me, and he signed it, too.
Is Mr. DeRocha here?
Right over there on that bench. If you ask him, he might give you one, too.
Well, thanks, sonny. Come on, Crystal.
Great deal you arranged, Leo. The bank president canceled, the millionaire didn't show up, and we can't get a caddy.
I talked to the starter. He's going to give us the first two that come in.
Look, I got to catch a plane to San Francisco tonight, Leo.
Look, kid, I told you. Forget about San Francisco. The Dodgers are the greatest...
Mr. DeRocha here?
Right here.
Well, Mr. Drysdale can't come, but me and Jethro would like to go along with you, if that's all right.
Oh, it's great. See, I told you we'd get caddy. Now, whose bags are those?
Mr. Drysdale sent them over.
Look, put them right over there in the rack. Take ours.
Oh, thank you very kindly. That's mighty neighborly of you.
Well, I've seen some seedy-looking caddies in my day. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel at this club.
Well, let's give them a break. You know, Walshy, I think these fellows could use a few bucks.
All right, I'm game.
Reckon we ought to take our guns, Uncle Jake?
They seem to want us to use their stuff. Reckon we ought to bribe them.
Pop it, mister!
Look, fellas, no talking while he's swinging. Holy cow, what a drive.
Ah, just look.
Uncle Jim, you reckon it's all right to talk now?
I reckon so. That other fella ain't swinging.
Wop it, Mr. DeRocha!
You'd make a great umpire.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, I'd appreciate it very much if you'd be quiet while I'm swinging also.
Oh, yes, sir.
Beautiful shot, Leo.
Just luck.
Let's take a card and lose those guys.
Okay, I'm with you. I sink this, I birdie the first hole.
A 40-footer? No chance.
No chance. You just watch me, kid. I got the magic touch.
My doggies, we thought we'd lost you.
Yeah, so did we.
You fixing to womp it again?
Yeah, I'm fixing to womp it again. Say, you fellas ever caddy before?
No, I don't reckon so.
You haven't been on a golf course before?
No, sir, but we sure is anxious to learn about it.
You want to learn? Come on with me then, fella. Come on.
Say, mister, could you tell me where I might find some greens?
What do you think you're standing on?
Right here?
Yeah.
My doggy, somebody done cut him so close to the ground, there ain't nothing left.
Greens to eat?
Yeah, I promised Granny I'd bring home something to cook tonight.
Say, I'll time her up. How long's it been since you had a decent meal?
I'd say about a week. So we had the last of salt it down possibility.
Have you got the idea? Just stand there quietly and hold the pin, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
If I hadn't stopped it, it'd have fell right in that little hole there.
Oh, take it easy, Leo. Look, these poor guys haven't eaten in a week.
Mr. DeRocha, your golf egg is stuck in the top of that tree yonder.
Well, why don't you two fellas just climb up there and get it out of there?
Ain't no call to do that. Jeff still can knock it out for you if we can find some for him to throw.
You mean you can knock that little ball out the top of that tree?
Well, easy if I could find a rock or something.
Never mind a rock.
Here, use this.
Hey, Uncle Jed, it's another one of them big eggs. Would you hit that golf ball up in that tree?
Hit it? I can't even see it.
I'll knock it down for you, Mr. DeRocher.
Okay.
Where'd you learn to throw like that?
Hunting squirrels.
You throw could knock a squirrel out of a tree clean across this pasture.
Can you throw like that in a level?
What you mean?
Well, could you hit the trunk of that little tree over there?
Whoa.
You mean the one with the knot hole in it? That's the one.
Like himself, if he can hit that trunk from this distance, he's got the greatest arm since Satchel Paige.
I'll fling it for you, Mr. DeRocher. I'll put it right in the knot hole.
How long can you throw like that?
Well,
after about 8 or 10 hours, my arm kind of stiffens up. Start throwing with my left.
I can throw harder with my right, but my left don't get tired so quick.
Keep
rather than going to San Francisco.
Wilson's Big ESP sale is on. ESP for extra special prices on top quality suede and leather coats. Now, first come, first served. Get these beautiful suede and leather coats at low extra special prices. And along with our sale coats, a tremendous selection of the most wanted styles and 22 popular colors for guys and gals. So take advantage of Wilson's Big ESP sale today. We've got your number. Wilson's House is waiting right here at 687 Market Street, at 3rd and Market.
It's nice to relax and have a drink or two. But would you give up one of those drinks? Just one? And send us that money so we can help the 9 million alcoholics and countless potential alcoholics in this country. We can help create more treatment centers for alcoholics by doing more medical and chemical research in order to treat this disease more comprehensively. We can help by setting up more on-the-job rehabilitation programs. These programs are achieving recovery rates as high as 65% to 70%. You can do so much to help the alcoholic. But unless you give up that one drink, just one, and send us the money, we really can't do much.
Morning, Bob.
What we're really asking is, can you spare the price of a drink?
Starring Jim Nabors as Gomer Pyle. Also starring Frank Sutton as Sergeant Carter.
Saturday, January 7th, Gomer Pyle kicks off a nightly 2-hour comedy bonanza beginning at 6 o'clock on Channel 44.
Somebody always comes to the door when that music plays.
I thought you said this Jethro was a poor boy.
They must be the caretakers here. They're so poor, I know they haven't eaten in a week.
And he still threw the ball that good.
And fast. If we feed this boy, we're going to have a gorilla to catch him.
They were looking at it. And I think O'Malley would love it.
No, he wouldn't. Mr. Clampett, I want you to meet our general manager, Mr. Bavay.
Well, howdy, howdy. Come in, come in.
Well, now, Jethro, after you throw this here baseball into the knot hole on that tree, well, then what happens?
Well, then Mr. DeRocher throws his arms around you and says, praise be, I got me a pitcher.
Pitcher?
According to him, that's what baseball teams is always needing. Big, strong pitchers.
He don't mind one that's chipped him
right.
Granny, in baseball, a pitcher is a fellow that throws that there ball.
Well, what do you throw it at, Jethro?
You throw it at a plate.
Bust the plate?
No, Ellie. This kind of plate is made out of wood or something, and it sets in the ground.
Well, you wouldn't get me to eat off of it.
You don't eat off of it, Granny. A feller stands beside it holding a bat.
Sounds like a game you play in the cave. How do you hold the bat? There's only one way, Ellie. You have to catch that varmint by the end of his wings and spread-eagle him so he can't bite you.
No, Granny.
Have you ever been bat-bit?
I am bat.
Now, don't tell me about bat-biting, boy. I was bat-bit before you was born.
Don't bite, Granny. They's made out of wood.
Wood bats?
Yes, ma'am. And you don't play baseball in a cave, neither. You play it on a diamond.
A diamond?
Yes, ma'am.
Who told you all this, boy?
Mr. DeRocher.
And you swallowed it.
Well, Granny, he's a coach.
He might be a coach, but if you ask me, he's got a few horses missing.
Everybody, that's Du Rocher there. He's got a fella with him named Bud Vasey.
Who's he, Paul?
Well, he's the general manager of them Dodgers. Mr. Du Rocher calls him Buzzy.
Well, if you ask me, Mr. Du Rocher is the one that's Buzzy.
Are you coming, Granny?
No. I'm going to stay here and do something sensible. I'm going to boil these golf eggs.
This entire state belongs to you?
Sure does.
It's bigger than Dodger Stadium.
Jethro, show Mr. Bavese how you can throw a baseball.
Oh, just a minute, Leo. These people are pretty prosperous. Let's find out how much money he's going to want.
Money?
Shucks, no, Mr. Bavese. I don't want no money. I just vote for the fun of it.
Oh, Molly, we'll love you.
Look, Jethro, get back over there about 60 feet. You know, like this side of that wall there, and throw the ball.
Well, there ain't no knot holes around here.
Just pretend that this is a knot hole right here, and throw it right in his pocket.
Okay, Mr. DeRocher.
You're going to hurt your hand, Mr. DeRocher?
Not with this mitt on. Watch this, Buzzy.
Okay, Jethro. Find the old knot hole. Let's show him the kind of stuff you got.
Looks like he carried his own rosin bag.
Ready, Mr. DeRocher?
DeRocher! You all right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bavese. I held back, but I reckon not enough.
Hey, Jethro, coaches we got. Pitches we need. What's all the grease on your hand?
Oh, that there's possum fat. I can't throw straight dog unless I put that on my hands first.
You're kidding.
No, sir. I've been throwing rocks like that since I was this high. Now I can't throw nothing that ain't smeared with possum fat. Did I hear that right?
You sure did. He can't throw anything that isn't smeared with possum fat.
Look, Buzzy, maybe we can get the commissioner to legalize the possum ball.
So long. Well, where are you going, Mr. DeRocher?
To drown myself.
I never seen a feller so fond of water as that Mr. DeRocher.
Yes, sir, Mr. O'Malley. I'll catch the 5:30 plane to San Francisco. No, don't worry. I won't let that Weston kid sign with the Giants.
Bring him back or what?
Off the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, I just got out of the water. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Here you are, Mr. DeRocher. This soup will warm you up.
Here, have a piece of Granny's cornbread and put hair on your chest.
Yeah.
Will it put anything up here?
Hey,
it's kind of sparse, ain't it?
Sparse? I've seen more hair grow on a hog's liver.
Hey, this is pretty good. Chicken, isn't it?
You didn't miss it much. Chicken hog. Would you like a golf egg?
A what?
A boiled golf egg. Boiling them made them kind of rubbery. And that yolk is black as coal. A lot of salt on it. That'll fix them up.
Oh, thanks. I'm not hungry. You suppose my clothes are dry yet?
Well, they ought to be. Jethro and Ellie Mae is running around the block trailing in the breeze.
There you are, Mr. Rogers.
Bone dry.
Yeah.
Thanks a million. Say, Jethro, are you sure that you can't throw without possum fat?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm positive.
I can throw as good as Jethro without possum fat.
She sure can.
Ellie Mae can out-throw anybody.
Oh, yes, sir. She's got plenty of stuff.
Yeah. We could never hide it under a Dodger uniform.
Come on outside and I'll show you.
Well, I got an hour before my plane. Don't mind if I do play a little catch.
All right, Ellie. Aim for the ground.
Here we go again. That man spends more time in the water than a bullfrog.
Hi, this is Wilmer Klemperer.